As a child, commentator Alyssa Eli was quite a storyteller, although she certainly never won an award for her creative efforts.
Ever since Mrs. Homer called me a liar when I was 11, I have not been able to keep Meatloaf down. Mrs. Homer was my friend's mother. We were in her kitchen. I was telling a story about school, heavily embellished with a dragon somewhere in it. The other kids were listening. Mrs. Homer was bent over the stove making dinner. Suddenly she swung around. She picked up a plateful of meatloaf, slammed it on the table, and said, "Alyssa, you're lying. Just stop it." There was silence. I thought I might die from the injustice. Then she folded her arms and pushed the plate my way. "Now, eat," she said. My stomach has retained that moment ever since. People exaggerate for reasons, and the reasons are worth knowing. When I was 6, after my father died, family stories about him began to root like seeds. First they were simple, told so that his children would remember him. My grandmother said how much he loved to sleep as a child. An aunt told us he lost his orthodontic retainer in the army. Then the details began to bloom. The garden grew magnificent. He didn't just like to sleep. He slept 13 hours at a stretch and needed a trumpet to wake him up. He didn't lose his retainer in the war. He hurled it through the window of the Army recruiting office after enlisting. As we grew, we became the storytellers instead of the audience. The stories we told about my father were starry, elaborate, unlikely, and unopposed. In third grade, I told my teacher my father had been a professor at Columbia University. I told an after-school art class that he was a cousin of Leonardo da Vinci's. I told a neighbor that the Queen of England had once had him for tea. He invented the first atomic submarine. Martin Luther King was his best friend. Semi-fact hovered around each fiction. He did teach night school. There was a sculptor somewhere in the back pages of his family. He had traveled to London on business. He once worked for the military and once shook hands with Martin Luther King at a fundraiser. There were no absolute falsehoods. I never suggested that he won the Nobel Prize, though he deserved to for something or other. It was a beautiful way to keep in touch with someone who no longer existed. But it was just a hop from one kind of story to another. Slowly, dangerously, I began to liberate myself from facts of all sorts, even facts that were not mine to embellish. World history, geography, mathematical sums. When I was at the height of my powers, I met Mrs. Homer's meatloaf. I like to think these lies about my father were full of emotional truth, even though they were not full of facts. If he had lived, the facts might have been slammed doors, estrangement, and fury. Or they might have been tender reunions and quiet confidences late at night, his voice more loving than anything I could imagine. Either way, this is not a story I can tell.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist living in Massachusetts.